Alrighty, folks, welcome back here with another weekly video with Back to Divinity. So, super excited to be talking about today's topic. We have a new moon in Taurus happening on April 27th. I am pre-recording this video because I will be on vacation next week. So I actually will be on vacation during this new moon in Taurus transit, which is super exciting because we love a very fresh energy whenever a new moon is around. So this is like perfect timing for that. So this new moon in Taurus happening on April 27th. Last week, we touched on crystals, and that heavily is connected to Taurus energy, as I depicted. So there's a lot of Taurus energy in the air. Not only are we going to be fully in Taurus season by the time this video is released, however, this new moon in Taurus is happening at the 7th degree. So I haven't really gotten much into degrees on the channel. However, degrees also matter. 7th degree is associated with Libra energy. Libra and Taurus are both connected to the planet of Venus. So there is going to be heavy Venusian energy in the air. There might be a lot of, you know, romance energy, going on dates, going to restaurants, feeling a very luxurious, abundant vibe, that weekend that's coming up. However, all in all, relationships and partnership, again, are going to be a focus. Under the full moon in Libra, there was a lot more intensity when it came to relationships and partnerships. There was a lot of make it or break it energy. There was a lot of whatever was underneath the surface was sort of bubbling up to be addressed. That was heavy energy because of the Libra Pisces type of vibe. But now with Libra Taurus, it's going to be a little bit more lighter. It won't be as heavy and it won't be as emotional. Generally, the fact that it's a new moon and not a full moon also makes that the case. It'll be a lot more light energy compared to that of the heaviness of what it was under the full moon. So this Libra Taurus energy is a very beautiful energy with Venusian vibes, right? So you might also be planting seeds in terms of how you're dressing, how you're doing your hair, what you're wearing, all right? How you're coming and showing up authentically in places in a way that best suits you. Luxury and finances is also something associated with Venus. So generally, you could be making some, you know, planting seeds in terms of long-term investments at this time, whether that has to do with real estate or property. You could also be planting seeds in terms of any financial goals, whether that's like noticing that you reached a savings goal or working towards reaching a savings goal or things of that sort could also be highlighted under this time. Additionally, you could be planting seeds in terms of possibly starting a new job, right? Because this is affecting your finances, or starting a new business partnership with someone. So whether that's more contracts in terms of businesses or more business negotiation, things of that sort could be highlighted under this time, or just general conversations in the air around it. Working with someone to, you know, hit your own business goals, or having a supportive person by your side as sort of like a accountability buddy when it comes to these sorts of things. Generally, there is an energy again around beauty and materialism. So again, you could find yourself just like, you know, I want to add this to my home. I want to put this on my wall. I want to add this painting to my living room. Around this time could also be something that comes up. Again, if you know, there are a couple of videos that I have released when it comes to these new moon, full moon transits and how it affects your rising sign. I don't think I'll be releasing that this time around with this transit. However, generally just look into where in terms of your astrological wheel this Taurus transit is affecting. So what house is your Taurus in? And that's what's going to be highlighted around this time. Now, so I'll just give an example. As a Scorpio rising, Taurus is my 7th house. So that's even more partnership energy. So I know for a fact that my partnerships will continue to be highlighted around this time. So just look to see where it is for you and you'll see that come into fruition. Again, with the Scorpio energy, this reminds me around the fact that if you are a fixed sign at this time, this transit is going to be affecting you a little bit more than it's affecting others. So if you have heavy Taurus, Scorpio, Leo, or Aquarius placements, at this time, you're also going to be impacted by this new moon in Taurus. Again, Taurus is a fixed sign, so this isn't giving any like abrupt, you know, impulsive changes in the way in which Aries was giving a month ago. But generally, this is more slow paced energy. So planting seeds again that you'll reap the rewards of in a while from now, or seeing now that you're reaping rewards from seeds that were planted around 6 months ago. So generally thinking about those themes, very slow and steady wins the race with Taurus energy. So again, if you have been with the full moon in Libra, you know, seeing things come to the surface in your dynamic at around this new moon in Taurus, you can start to see how your bond has strengthened through those conversations, or your bond has further deepened through those conversations and the time that was spent sort of unraveling and digging deeper in your dynamics. So further blossoming energy could be happening. I mean, it is springtime. And so your relationships, if properly balanced with the full moon in Libra, will definitely be in this, you know, slow and steady blossoming, and feeling as if you can see the long-term potential. And again, the other flip side of it could be if you don't see any long-term potential, whether this is something you want to continue pouring into or not. generally, setting foundations is the big theme with this new moon in Taurus. It is a new moon energy, new beginnings, right? And that being said, with Taurus, you know, you want to make sure that you're feeling certain about these things and building those foundations little by little, again, slow and steady. So all in all, I'm really loving the energy around this new moon in Taurus transit. It's super exciting just because, again, Taurus and Libra energy, heavy connected to Venus, heavy connected to relationships. You might be the lucky one that ends up getting, you know, engaged at this time, or possibly talks around marriage at this time. Could also be happening, again, if you have been in established bonds for a while, because again, this is slow and steady wins the race here. Additionally, with the 7-degree Libra energy, this is just further amplifying the focus on our direct one-on-one partnerships. And again, thinking about that balance energy that was happening with the full moon in Libra and how that further connects to moving forward and how to move forward with the conversations and the things that were brought up under that full moon in Libra. Super exciting time all in all. You know, just generally, it's important that the moments are happening, especially in our established bonds. Again, this is not just necessarily romance, although romance energy is heavily highlighted. This can be those close relationships that are heavily impacting you on a day-to-day, all in all, right? This can be those, again, business partnerships that are affecting your day-to-day. This can be those mentorships and accountability buddies, again, that are affecting your day-to-day. This can be those best friendships that are affecting your day-to-day. Whatever it is, whatever partnerships are more prominent in your life are up for review at this time, but not in a way where things are bubbling up to the surface like that full moon in Libra, more in a way where you start to think about the long-term potential of these dynamics and how you want to further invest into these dynamics. Again, Taurus energy and investing energy and investing for the long term. So very big planetary energy in the sky to help your romance further blossom, to help your connection strengthen, and generally to help you show up in these dynamics as authentically as possible. Again, tap into the Venusian energy. Go and have a nice meal. Enjoy your meal. Enjoy your food at this time. Go out and enjoy Earth's resources. Go to the park. Go to nature. Be around more earthy elements at this time under that new moon in Taurus. And just start to feel this abundant energy, right? As it starts to get slightly warmer, I'm hoping it's warm that week. Well, for me, it will be on vacation. But I'm hoping for everyone else that it's a little warm that weekend. And that generally, you are living your best life or starting to feel the energy of I'm living my best life. Again, this can generally just get us more excited for the season that is approaching, and all in all, getting us to tap into this energy of, ooh, the sun has come out, and I am luxurious, and I am abundant, and I can romanticize all of the beauty that's around me in the little ways, like the birds chirping and the sun hitting the floor so nicely. But just things of that sort are heavily underneath this new moon and Taurus energy. I'm really excited for this transit. I'm really excited for this time. Generally, use this energy to the best of your ability, romanticize your life, and enjoy it. Thank you everyone for listening. Have a great, great, great new moon in Taurus. Bye.